Simin Pechesif Beis. Hada Asr Lahaloise Ala Shulchan, that which we said you're not allowed to have both milchigs and fleishigs at the same table, is Dafka Bishnei Bnei Adam Hamakirin Zedzeh. That's only when you have two people who recognize each other, who know each other. So you can't have one eating milchigs and one eating fleishigs at the same table. Afilu he makbidim zelzeh. Even if they would be makbid not to share one with the next, still you cannot have at the same table. They cannot eat at the same table. Avalach sanoyim sheima kirin zedzeh. But if you have two guests who do not, who they're both guests at the host's house, but they don't know each other, sheima kirin zedzeh. Mutter, then those two people could eat. One could eat milchigs, one could eat fleishigs at the same table. And there's no issue because we're not concerned that they're going to share their food. V'afilu hamakirim, and even if you have two people who do know each other, im asu shum heker, if they make some sort of a heker, some sort of a reminder, kagoyin shekol echad oichol al mape shaloi. For instance, if they both will eat on separate tablecloths, or afilu oichlem al mape achas, or even if they eat on the same tablecloth, on the same surface, v'noisne b'nehem pas lehekera mutter, but they place between themselves a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, as a heker, so then that is permissible. They could eat then on the same surface. And we're talking over here, of course, where, let's say it's a new tablecloth, and it's not yet milchigs or fleishigs, because otherwise it would be improper to be eating fleishigs on a milchig tablecloth, or milchigs on a fleishig tablecloth, or... So we're talking over here, let's say, a brand new tablecloth. So in such a case, you could eat, have as long as they put a heker between them, one could have fleishigs and one could be eating milchigs. So that's Lashon of the Mechaber. The Pesachei Tshuva points out over here that if they sit distant from each other, even if they don't have a heker, if they sit distance from each other, there's distance that one can't reach over with his hand and take from his friend's food, so then that's also adequate. So if they're eating at two ends of a long table, so then that's not a problem. There's no need in such a case to have a heker. The Ramah continues over here, V'davka she'ein oichlim min ha'pas ha'munach b'nehem, but that's only that which it helps to put a loaf of bread between them. That's only if they don't eat from that bread. If they don't eat from that bread that was placed between them to be a reminder, but if they're going to eat from it, then the heker, then there is no heker. Because anyways, the bread that they're going to eat from is placed on the table. So you need something extra, something that you wouldn't have at the table otherwise. That could be a heker. Even bread, which a person normally would eat, can act as the heker, so long as it's not going to be eaten from. If they place between themselves, let's say, a pitcher which they'll be drinking from, and it's not customary to have such a pitcher on the table, have a heker. That would then be a valid reminder. Even though they will use that pitcher, they will refill their cups from it, that is okay, since it is not normal to have it on the table. So its being there will act as a sufficient reminder. And certainly if they place something else, such as if they put a lamp on the table, again, which isn't normal to be there, if they speak out, if it's the nighttime and normally you would have a lamp, so that would not help. But let's say in the daytime when it would not be normal to have a lamp on the table, if you place one there, that can act as a proper reminder. The place can speak out that the whatever the heker is, it should have some height to it. Should have some so that it's noticeable. If a person would reach over to take from his friend's food, he will notice. He'll pass over that reminder and he'll notice it and it'll remind him. But if something, you know, he puts down his credit card on the table, something like that, that would not be sufficient. We're afraid that a person will not notice it. And the Ramah ends off, Yuzihirim shel lishtais mikli echad. They should not share a glass. Mishum shamaychal nidbuk bekli, because the food will get stuck onto the kli. A person drinks from it, so he'll touch it, he might rub it with his greasy hands. And then the next person comes and drinks from it. So one's eating fleishigs, one's eating milchigs, that'll come to be a problem. V'kol shegein shel yoichlu mipas echad. And certainly they shouldn't eat from the same they shouldn't be eating from the same loaf of bread, because this one will touch it with his milchik hands, this one will touch it with his fleishik hands. And also the minig is to have separate containers for salt, both for fleishigs and for milchiks. They used to have little dips, little cups that they would dip their bread into that were filled with salt. So this one will be dipping in a milchig meichel into the salt. This one will dip in a fleishig meichel. So therefore they should have separate salt containers. They might leave behind little crumbs in the salt, and if you share the salt container, again, you're going to end up mixing milchigs and fleishigs together. Now the Ramah at the end of the siman brought that the minig is to have separate salt shakers. Today, even though our salt shakers, we usually, the standard type are, you know, we shake them onto the food, we don't dip into them, so there's no question, there's no issue of crumbs getting into the salt shaker. Still, nevertheless, the minig is to have separate salt shakers, both for milchigs and for fleishigs. And that is because, since the salt is shaken over hot foods, and there's zeya that goes up from it, the person shakes it over his soup, or even, they might even end up accidentally touching the soup, or dropping it into the soup, or even just, touching the soup with it, touching the hot chicken with it. So, either actual fleishig soup could end up getting into the salt shaker, or at the very least, there's issues of zeya, of hot steam from the soup going up into the salt shaker. Whatever the reason, the minig lemais is that we have separate salt shakers, both for milchigs and for fleishigs. The Be'er Heitiv brings from the Beis Yaakov that if a person ate fleishigs and now they have to wait 6 hours before they could have milchigs, the chiyuv hamtana, they should not sit together with a person who is eating milchigs, even though they're not eating meat right now. They might be eating, they're eating pariv, and the other person is eating milchigs, so they need a hecker between them as well, because he's afraid otherwise that a person might come and reach over and eat from the milchigs, and he'll was over the issur of eating milchigs toich the shir of hamtana of 6 hours. However, the Primigadim, and this also brought, the Piskei Tshuva brings this as well, that this is not the minig, because this is viewed as gzera l'gzera. Only if a person's eating the fleishigs right now, he might end up eating milchigs together with fleishigs, so that's more chomer. But that he might eat milchigs toich the 6 hours, that's already viewed as gzera l'gzera, and that the minig is not that way. The person could sit next to the person eating milchigs, and there's no need in such a case for a hecker. The Piskei Tshuva also brings that if you have other people in the room there, they can act as the people themselves can act as a hecker. You wouldn't need to have a physical hecker, such as a menorah that we discussed, or the pitcher, to act as a hecker. But the person who's, let's say, sitting there eating pariv, could act as the hecker himself.